Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Science Faction, the only show where a scientist, a comedian, and a comedian scientist come together to discuss science comedically.
Hello, and welcome to Science Faction 522, Science Faction, The Misreports.
I like this one because there isn't a gimmick that's made to make me look bad.
Yeah, I mean, that you are usually the gimmick that makes you look bad, at least according to 1.45 million emails a week that I used to get back when we had I Call BS as the Thursday show.
Yeah, I am going to say something problematic. I'm going to mansplain something. Like, we're going to have a female scientist call in, and I'm going to mansplain her job to her at some point. So I will handle my own bad PR. I don't need your help with it, Bobby.
It's like how you finally scared our old science guest host Jackie out of the show when at one point she said, "I'm sorry, guys, I need to get up and go to the restroom. I'm having my period." And then you asked very callously, "Can't you just hold it, bitch?"
We both know she left because I said that as the Down syndrome scientist or the Down syndrome supervillain. And professionally, she couldn't work with us anymore.
And if you want to catch our I Call BS's, we haven't stopped making them. We're still going strong. We have four of those in the can right now. Those are all on our Patreon-only feed. Go ahead and sign up. Even at the lowest level, you get that. You get merch. You get a KN95 mask sent out to you. And our first send-outs are coming out shortly. So if you want to get on that gravy train, jump on it. Get all of that I Call BS. Get those stickers. Get that merch. Get that KN95. You'll be drowning in the merch.
You know, you could probably sell your KN95s to a hospital and make a profit.
That's true, especially if you live in America where we're getting a 9/11 every single day. So we used to do I Call BS as our Thursday show. That's now on our Patreon. And so we are cycling through all of our old bits to see which ones work and which ones don't. We've done different science fighters before. Now we're doing the misreports. And by the way, once we finish doing all of these, we're going to start taking suggestions on which ones we should do more from our patrons. So if you want to be part of the people who vote on which bit we should do on Thursdays, go ahead and sign up for our Patreon. But enough of that, let's move right on to the misreports.
The misreports, where we tell you how wrong you are.
The bits basically become an adapted form of Russian roulette, where you ask me questions and I have to, on Zoom, spin the revolver. Oh God, oh God, oh God.
That's not this bit though, Damien. This bit is about science that has been misreported before. In this case, we're going to talk about not something that's been misreported this week, something we've noticed that's wrong, but something that we've actually been covering since 2017, believe it or not, that we have reported the numerous scientific publications on, many of which it looks like are likely incorrect. And so we want to address that with the recent paper that just came out this week. And this has to do with Havana syndrome.
You'll wear a lot more bold colors. You'll notice a lot more linen in your pants attire, like just some linen pants.
Oh, I thought it was a syndrome where you only drive like 1950s Chevys.
That's part of it. A lot more fedoras, a lot more hats are going to be part of your fashion.
The only thing that can cure it is a solid diet of plantains.
And whenever a solid Latin rhythm comes on, you can't help but to shake your hips.
Absolutely. So this is a thing you've probably heard about. This started in 2016, though, was first reported in 2017, and we covered it when it first got reported. And it had to do with diplomats first U.S. diplomats out of Havana.
Shaking their hips.
They were complaining about something that they believe was an attack against them that was happening like in their apartments, in their own quarters or their own homes. And to them, it sounded like a really loud noise that then had a bunch of symptoms that came with it. And the symptoms were very nebulous. They were things like headaches, cognitive issues, irritability, trouble sleeping, memory lapses.
Gay thoughts.
And they heard some loud noises, too, that were associated with it. And they're like, "We think we're getting attacked by some kind of sonic weapon." And the State Department tore apart their rooms and they're like, "There's nothing in here." And so some people thought maybe it's a psychosomatic illness. Like maybe one guy heard a weird noise, got a headache. He started talking to people. It spread like the idea spread like wildfire. There's these weird crickets that make a noise similar to the noise that was recorded by the guys. And they're like, maybe they're hearing this unusual cricket cicada thing. And because of that, they're associating it with a headache they got. And then the thing spread like a mass hysteria.
When the government goes in, like, you know, these counterintelligence guys, when they do a search, they're searching everything.
Yeah.
You know, they're leaving no stone unturned. So if you're like one of these guys and you're like, "Well, I'm alone and I'm really into some weird porn and no harm, might as well download some weird tickle stuck porn." And next thing you know, 3 days in, some CIA guys are tearing apart your hard drive, just giving you the dirtiest looks.
This isn't even the good Tickle Stuck Porn.
This isn't technically illegal, but this is going in your file.
And by the way, this wasn't just diplomats. It was their families sometimes, too. And they would report a sudden onset of perceived loud sound, a sensation of intense pressure or vibration in the head, and a pain in the ear or more diffusely within the head. Most of the individuals reported that the sound or some of these other sensations seemed to originate from a particular direction and were perceived only when the individual was in a specific physical location. So they could move about the house and not perceive this, not hear anything, but when they were in one spot within this house that would change periodically, they would get these symptoms. They would also report sudden onset of things like tinnitus, hearing loss, dizziness, unsteady gait, and visual disturbances. Now, the first thing that came out was like, hey, this is a sonic attack. And we covered the science basically debunking that because you can't have things like sonic attacks. There are things that we use to disperse crowds and break up riots, but it's a loud noise. That's what you hear. You hear an overwhelmingly loud noise. You got to cover your ears and run away. It's not something that vibrates your head in a weird way. It doesn't give you headaches or tinnitus. It's just not that. It's just a very loud noise.
This is not a counterpoint. I'm not trying to shit on anything. I just know that wasn't there an article recently about some headphones or some science that could basically beam music or sound directly into your head? It was.
But again, if you did that and you were using it as a weapon, the result would just be a really loud noise. They were hearing a noise, but the noise wasn't what was hurting them. They were getting like accompanying headaches and dizziness and all these other symptoms. So there was a big investigation. Was it pesticides? Was it a viral infection that was mimicking these symptoms? Like, they looked at all this stuff.
Did they weaponize mambo music?
And then it came up with some people in the embassy in China. And all of a sudden, not only US, but Canadians were reporting a bunch of problems from this embassy as well that were very, very similar. And this was in 2018. And now the mystery deepened. Is this even more mass hysteria? They read about what was going on in Havana and then psychosomatic symptoms, you know, crazier things have happened. And they went in depth looking at all the different possible causes. They also found some reports from people from Uzbekistan and some CIA agents who were working to stop Russian espionage attempts also seemed to be targeted by this. And so now we have this wide group of people that all kind of have some kind of general thing in common who seem to have this going on. And they started really looking at it. They did medical analysis of the individuals who claimed to have this, and they actually found some brain damage. They found parts of their brain were damaged, including parts that had to deal with impulse control and, you know, certain cognitive functions, et cetera, et cetera. And some of these people are still reporting very serious symptoms years after this has happened. And they really do believe that they were attacked by something. And so researchers really looked into it. And this week, after the request of Congress, the National Academies of Science actually published their findings. A 19-person panel looked into it, and they decided that, yes, this is an attack, and it's not being done with a sonic weapon, it's not being done with a virus, it's not being done with pesticides. It is actually being done with directed radio frequency, specifically directed microwave attacks. Very, very interesting. They suspect the Russians are actually the culprits in this because of their involvement with Cuba. At the time they were attacking diplomats, that's when we were in Cuba trying to normalize relations. And the idea is that it would not be good for Russia to have U.S. and Cuban relations normalized. Same thing with China that was going on there. That would also explain why the CIA guys who were trying to undermine, you know, Russian espionage attempts were also targeted. And there's another good reason we expect this might be Russia, which is that Russia actually has done this before. From 1953 to 1976, we detected something called the Moscow signal, which was a microwave signal between 2.5 and 4 gigahertz aimed at the U.S. embassy in Moscow coming from a nearby Russian apartment building. Now, we weren't sure if they were trying to, like, intercept transmissions or do some kind of spy maneuver or if they were trying to actually harm people. But all of the damage here is consistent with a similar but more high-powered device being used on these diplomats. So we think that either the Russian government itself or some kind of splinter group within, you know, Russian espionage and spy circles is now using a microwave directed frequency device to basically go after certain U.S. diplomats and CIA agents and et cetera, et cetera. Which is kind of crazy. Like, that's a pretty crazy thing to propose, and also kind of nuts to think about that somebody who doesn't have to be in the same room as you, they could be a couple buildings away, can be causing you long-term, maybe even permanent brain damage.
You know what? This is bullshit. You know what? Hey, Mr. CIA, if you're listening, hello, hello, Mr. CIA. If you're looking for a team of people to basically pull counter pranks on the Russian government,
yes,
diplomats, spies, whatever, be him, Bobby. Asymmetrical, yeah, thinkers. And really, I'm just more his assistant.
Yeah,
like, I'm just there to make the pilot work.
Yes, we definitely, in our day, we have pulled some pranks, and we will step up for our country if need be and do it again. I imagine it cuts to Putin, and he's like, this borscht tastes like semen.
Are these pubes? Damn you, science fiction!
King of pranks.
Wasn't there that like television host who actually did work for the CIA, but it was like the perfect cover because like, I think there was a movie Sam Rockwell played him, but it was like a real thing. Like the CIA used him, his position as a TV host.
Oh, really?
To do stuff. Yeah. I think, hey, so if the CIA wants to start backing science faction so we can travel internationally, yeah, and do international missions.
Oh, dude, we could start pranking Russian oligarchs by like sending in sabotaged models that they buy to bang on their super yachts.
I would love it if you're on the computer, you're like looking up all the information, I'm being lowered through like a laser grid, and then I see Neil deGrasse Tyson like being lowered down too. Oh, this is bullshit. Dr. Stephen Novella drops in a couple seconds later. Complete bullshit.
I just like the idea that this is like a mixture of like the Mission Impossible movies and the Norm Macdonald vehicle Dirty Work that has combined, where we're doing this for America's good.
I think, listen, any movie idea sounds reductive when you break it down like that.
I've never seen so many dead hookers.
I have. It is actually very common here.
Yes, you have never been to Moscow, I take it.
The streets are paved with dead hookers.
You have never been to Moscow embassy. I do not understand.
You know what they say, you can't throw a dead hooker in Moscow without hooting like three or four other dead hookers.
Like, it's like you're skipping dead hookers, like you would in a river.
You know, the dead hooker river, it connects to Volga.
I'm sorry, you Americans are too pampered.
Seems to me, based on all of the findings and everything, that this is absolutely a directed attack. It is also a possibility that this is the byproduct of them trying to do espionage. Like, let's say you have some high-intensity microwave beam and you're trying to read information off a cell phone or a laptop, but somebody gets in the way and fuck them if they do, you know? It could be a byproduct, but it just seems, with all the evidence, that it seems to be a directed attack. And I feel really sorry for those people and their families. Sorry, guys, because we reported when, you know, the leading scientists thought that it was maybe mass hysteria or something like that. So sorry to all those diplomats and their families who had to undoubtedly hear science faction mocking them through their podcast player of choice.
Yeah, we're on the wrong side of history. But hey, you know what? On Ken Ham's science podcast, he doesn't correct shit. That's true. On our science podcast.
That's true.
And I thought perhaps the funniest thing of all would be if we're building up a show, just writing out all these plans to get these Russian agents, and then it's basically just us sneaking up to them on the street and kicking them in the groin and running away.
King of pranks! All right. Thank you, audience, for coming back to Science Faction 522, where you learned all about how the scientific community and science faction itself got the Havana Syndrome all wrong. Thank you so much for joining us, and come on back next week for Science Faction 523.
I do not get it. Who is ringing doorbell at Kremlin at this time of night? Oh, there's a bag on fire. Let me put it out with my slipper. Is that poop? Damn you, Science Faction!
You've been listening to Science Faction. Wait, that's not right.